Tridevi, hello, and congratulations on your new job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it and appreciate the time to be with you on the phone.
You have worked at symphony orchestras all over the eastern United States, and in more than one instance, you've taken over leadership at a time when the organization was facing a financial crisis. Tell us about that work and start with what you've done in Cincinnati, where you are today.
Yeah, sure. Well, so I started in January 2009, and it was in really dire straits. We had a $6.5 million structural deficit, and it was honestly an existential question for the institution. And we came together, musicians, board, and staff, and worked collaboratively to put in place a budget stabilization plan that gave us an opportunity to for success. And to me, when I started and my first day on the job was a negotiation with the musicians, I knew that when it was 3 weeks later and we had an agreement that there was real potential in Cincinnati because the culture was collaborative and open and honest, and we've really benefited from that in the years to come.
And you went on to some really remarkable success in Cincinnati. I watched a video about the Luminosity Project, which was about a lot more than revitalizing a symphony orchestra. And you, in the presentation you gave, quoted the Cincinnati Enquirer saying this event was a tipping point for the inner city. How can a symphony orchestra be a tipping point for an urban area?
Yeah, so the area where our hall, which is called Music Hall, is located in Cincinnati, has gone through quite a bit of development in recent years. And I recall when I started that that what ultimately became a park in our front yard was a surface gravel parking lot. And over time, there were thoughtful and bold investors that that began making contributions to the neighborhood. And when we pulled together Luminosity, it was really at a point where, you know, maybe there was some question around the direction of the neighborhood, but I think people were increasingly feeling optimistic around this inner city neighborhood, and they were starting to build some momentum. And this project was incredible. I mean, it was a seven-figure expense, and it brought together visual artists with a live orchestral concert, the first time to our knowledge that it's ever been attempted in North America. And it was a grand experiment. We weren't sure what exactly was going to happen, but the first night in a park that should have accommodated 6,000 people, we had 15,000 people show up. And then, as you know, in the world of social media as it is today, the following night we had 20,000 people that descended on Washington Park, and there wasn't a bush that was alive at the end of that performance because then people were sitting on rooftops and all over to take in this experience. So it just showed the power of arts and innovation and being what it means to be a place of experimentation, and that really took hold and captivated our community. So it's one of our proudest moments.
So as you think about coming to Interlochen Center for the Arts, what's foremost in your mind?
Well, I would say the number one thing is that I want to connect with the broader Interlochen community to listen, to learn, to understand what the hopes and dreams are of those that are involved in Interlaken. And because you, I think, you know, it's a critical role for the leadership to you know, take that important step and use that information to inform, you know, where the institution goes next.
And what was it about the job that attracted you in the first place?
So I've long admired Interlaken for lots of reasons. One is I've been going up to that area since I was quite literally 2 weeks old, and spent you know, many weeks over the summer when I was growing up on Long Lake, so you know, just up the road. And my wife and I celebrated our honeymoon on Long Lake, and over the past several years, we've been up there. And so I've gotten connected to Interlaken because of you know, where my radio dial has been set over the years. And over the past couple of summers, my two daughters have attended the camp. And so I've seen in them just an incredible growth on every level, artistic, personal, interpersonal, and that just reinforced the passion that I have for Interlaken and, you know, the opportunities that I see there. Yeah, and at a professional level, there is no institution that could pull me away from from Cincinnati, other than Interlaken. Yeah, it's such an amazing place.
Trey Debbie, congratulations and thanks again.
Thank you.